True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. There is a lot of NFL teams giving out extensions today. Some cash flowing around. Nick Bitonio, Denver Broncos, got a big old bag, and he is worth it, man. That dude can play. All right, we do it every year. It is time for us to make our official picks for the 2025 NFL season.
Let's get it, Jay.
Here's what we do. We go all the way around, all the divisions, and pick winners. It's okay. A simple game, man. You got to pick some winners.
Pick some winners.
All right, B, you want to start? You want me to start? What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm going to try and start.
Let's start with the AFC.
No damn standings available.
They're all 0-0, B.
I know, but still, I need to get all the teams.
I'll tell you. All right.
Go.
Let's start in the AFC East. In the AFC East, you have the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. In an effort to speed this up, is anybody not picking the Bills?
I'm going with the Bills.
White Brian?
I'm taking the Bills, too.
Okay. That one I don't think we needed to spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
All right. AFC North. This one I don't think will be as simple. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns. B. Mitch.
Ravens.
B. Mitch picks the Ravens. Landfill.
Yeah, I think this one's pretty simple. I'm also taking the Ravens. I mean, it's certainly not going to be the Browns. And all the Bengals really have
the Jets.
Is Burrow and Chase, so I'm 100% going Ravens.
White Brian.
I'm going to trust Burrow and Chase. Bengals.
I mean, they're going to suck.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take the Ravens. I like the Bengals. I think they're a playoff team again. But so,
they won't stop nobody, but okay.
Their defense could be better.
They'd be better. That don't mean that they're going to be good. They were horrible last year.
If I was going to take anybody but the Ravens, it might be the Steelers. I don't necessarily think things are going to break right in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. But if they do, they have a good defense. Mike Tomlin tends to get the best out of his players. Like, I could see the Steelers being the surprise. Not enough that I'm taking them, but that would be where I go if it wasn't the Ravens. But I think the Ravens are just loaded. Keeping it going in the AFC, the AFC South, Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans. The Jags were 4-13. The Titans were 3-14. Jags have a new coach. The Colts have Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback. Houston's won this thing at least two years in a row.
Houston.
B didn't even wait on that. Landy?
Yeah, I think I also got to go Houston here. I mean, I guess it's possible the Jags could make it interesting. It's certainly not going to be the Colts with Daniel Jones. That's going to be a disaster.
White Brian.
Jaguars.
I think White Brian liked to lose.
I, part of me likes what White Bryant's trying to do because we've gotten to a point where there's always turnover. And right now I think me, you, and Landfill just picked the same winner in all three of these divisions.
Mm-hmm. It's turnover in the NFC East, not in other divisions. The other divisions are consistent.
Well,
for the most part.
One team that has won it forever is the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now that
I'm going with the Chiefs again.
The AFC West is loaded. You got the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. Three of those four teams, the head coach has won Super Bowls. The fourth team, Jim Harbaugh, has been to a Super Bowl in the NFL.
Chiefs.
B, not even hesitating.
Andy Reid.
Do you think there's any the Chiefs have finally gotten too old, don't have enough weapons? Like, when will you – what will it take for you to stop believing in the Chiefs?
Pat Mahomes not playing.
Okay. Mr. Landini.
We always talk about the importance of a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that dude, you say what you want, he is still damn good. Might be weird. Whole family, but he's good in football.
I don't think he's weird. I think the rest of them are weird.
He's a little weird, too. But his other people are outlandishly weird.
I'm also going with the Chiefs. I don't really understand why people have this faith in Justin Herbert the way that they do. And I really didn't think Bo Nix was nearly as impressive as other people did last year. So the Chiefs, that's an easy one for me.
I, too, will take the Chiefs. I'm not saying they win the Super Bowl, but, like, to win that division, the division is good. If I was going to take anybody besides the Chiefs, it would probably be the Broncos.
Tippy, why you say we're going to save time and then you do all that extra talk?
Well, B, we're on our fourth division, and we're only 7 minutes into the segment. Hey, now we're killing time.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
White Brian, who you got?
I can't go against Mahomes, Chiefs.
Okay.
Wow, he finally got smart.
What's going to be really interesting is when Jeff realizes we made our picks, how he then will try to, like, email us in his picks.
So.
All right. In the AFC, we all pretty much picked chalk. Everybody took the Bills. In the AFC North, we had three picks with the Ravens, me, B, and Professor Mulligatawny. White Brian took the Bengals. In the AFC South, me, B, and Mullins took the Texans. White Brian took the Jaguars. And in the AFC West, we all took the Chiefs. All right. We'll switch it over to the National Football Conference now. Let's start with the NFC South. Tampa's won this thing, I think, every year since Brady won that Super Bowl, mm-hmm. maybe even more. You got the Bucs, the Falcons, the Panthers, or the Saints. Mr. Mitchell.
Bucs.
Okay, Tampa.
But if I were to pick something, no, I'm joking.
See, I'm interested.
No, I'm messing with you.
Like, who do you think could make a run at them?
Falcons.
I kind of like the Panthers. I'm just a Bryce Young truther.
Well, you're trying to make that thing become what you thought it was a couple years ago. And you still hadn't made it, bro.
He played really well in the second half last year, but you're correct. Mm-hmm. I also like Dave Canales.
Season 17 games.
I like Dave Canales a lot. I think he's a really good, smart, young coach. Landfill, NFC South.
I'm going with the Falcons. I liked Michael Penix last year. I'm not really a Baker Mayfield believer. The Saints are a complete disaster. And I just think that David Tepper will find a way to screw up the Panthers.
Okay. White Brian.
The Panthers play in Tampa Bay on the last game of the season. That's going to decide the division, but the Bucs are going to win because they're home.
I like that.
You really believe the Panthers are going to be that good? Right, Brian?
They looked really good at the end of last year.
They were feisty, dog.
Yeah, because nobody else gave them a chance. Nobody cared about them because they were just saying, oh, we're playing the Panthers.
The Falcons had to win that last game to try to get in. And they got blown out.
Yeah. Huh? I'm also going to take Tampa. I am a Baker believer. I think Todd Bowles is really good. I like they added Ibuka. I like what they do defensively. I think Tampa's underrated, man, honestly. All right. Sticking in the NFC now, let's go to the NFC North. This joint is wide open, man. You got the Lions, lost their coordinators, but, you know, should be healthier. The Vikings go from Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy. The Bears have excitement in Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams. The Packers should be as good, maybe better. Where do you go, NFC North, B?
Packers.
Packers.
That move from Micah Parsons makes me move to the Packers instead of the Lions, and I believe if Micah Parsons can adjust to that cold weather, when he's coming off the edge and it's cold out there, other quarterback's not going to want to deal with him.
Professor Mulligatawny.
I'm also taking the Packers.
They're good. White Brian.
I think the Packers are really good, but the Lions just – they have so much talent.
So you going Lions?
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions.
All right. I'm going with the Packers, too. I think the Lions are still a playoff team. Of all the teams you don't buy in the North, for me, it's the Bears. I feel like there's always excitement about the Bears. Chicago's a really big city. They love the Bears. And I just – if the Bears finish the season 7-10, would you be the slightest bit surprised?
I wouldn't be. But, like the thing for me, I know you give KOC a lot of credit. And I know Lanfield hates Darnold. But Darnold played spectacular early on last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if McCarthy has that type of arm to do what he did last year, even though he's not very good. But I think McCarthy is more of that mid-range type guy.
See, I think McCarthy, to me, Darnold has the arm. I mean, Darnold's a USC quarterback, top five pick, has all the athletic, everything you look for, you see it with him, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Moneyball, the actual book, if you've read it, tried to identify, like, a lot of times can't miss prospects miss because you get so sucked into all the stuff. Like, damn, look at his arm. Mm-hmm. Look at the strength. Yeah. Look at the size. McCarthy has all that. Like, McCarthy was a big deal recruit. He's big. He's strong. But I think McCarthy has the intangible stuff, like just the guttiness, the leadership that Darnold, I think at this point we all know, doesn't have. Mm-hmm. I just think it might be too much too fast for McCarthy.
I'm looking at their two receivers who are big play threats. They don't care how much a leader is. Can you throw the damn ball 70 yards down the field, 65 yards down the field, hit me in stride so I can run into the end zone? That's what they care about.
Yeah.
And Addison may not be there for a minute, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they traded for Thielen. So far in the NFC, me, White Brian, and B took the Bucks. Lanfield took the Atlanta Falcons. ATL, shorty, don't disrespect it.
Hotlanta.
In the NFC North, me, B, and Mullins took the Packers. White Brian took the Lions. Let's go to the NFC West. Pretty interesting division out there. I think the Rams were probably a significant favorite here until Matt Stafford broke his back, and there's just a ton of uncertainty there. You've also got the Seahawks that won 10 games last year. They missed the playoffs, but they won 10 games. The Cardinals and then the Niners, a team that people really believe in the talent and the coaching, even though last year they went 6-11. B, where are you going in the NFC West?
I'm going to take the Cardinals. No, I'm joking. Give me the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, why?
I just think that defense does more than what people think, even in this day and age. And when you can go out there and you can limit people from doing what they want to do, it gives you a chance to win. And I believe that you know, the looking at it back with us, Stafford, we come with all the injuries on San Francisco 49ers. And I don't think Colin Murray ever arrived. So I believe that defense of Seattle is going to help them out. I'm thinking it's going to have to be a defense-led thing. I'm not saying Sam Darnold is going to do much to help them out.
So. They also run the ball well, too. Yeah. Mullins, who you got?
Yeah, I have zero belief in Seattle because of their quarterback situation. I just think Matt Stafford, this whole lingering back thing, it's just weird to me. When you start getting to an advanced age and you start having back problems, like, they don't really get better. I just don't have any confidence there that he's going to be playing quarterback for him throughout the year. So I'm going to actually go with San Francisco. I know they had they struggled a lot last year. It is entirely possible that Adam Peters was the secret to their success all along, and that we took their soul when we hired him. But I guess we'll find out this year.
We will find out. White Brian, who you got out west?
I'm not worried about the back injury. The Rams are going to win the division.
All right. Me and White Brian agree on one. Sean McVay.
Yeah, both try to swim when the water's rough.
Sean McVay is the best coach in the
division. One almost
didn't
make it to a pole, the other one got slammed to the bottom of the ocean.
That's also true. I think we sleep on Davante Adams out there. I think a rejuvenated Davante Adams playing with Puka Nacua. I think Stafford's going to be okay. I love the young defense they've started to build.
Did he even practice this year? Now, I understand. We were saying, he just didn't play in the game. He didn't really practice.
I think he ended up practicing some, but you're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
I love that young pass rush guy, Fisk. That dude is lightning off the edge. I like Jared Verse is really, really good. I think L.A. realized they got old in a hurry after the Super Bowl and are trying to fix that. Now, unfortunately, your quarterback's also really old, so we'll see how it goes. All right, B. Mitch, your AFC title game.
You missed the East.
I did. And that one might matter, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Commanders.
And you imagine if we go cover the damn Super Bowl? That's one thing to go cover the Super Bowl, but cover the Super Bowl for this team?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Landfill, what do you got?
I got the Commanders beating the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That would be, now I'm not going to lie to you, Landfill, that would be outstanding right
Battle
now.
Battle of the Beltways.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. I don't think people would be able to visit each other from those cities for a while.
That would be wild, dog.
I guarantee this would be some hard households, man.
White Brian, what do you got?
Josh Allen finally gets over the hump.
He keeps
Bills over Rams
stuff.
Man, that ain't happening. They gonna be the stepchildren for the rest of their life.
They've been stepchildren for a long time. All right, I'm going different. I got Bills versus Packers. Josh Allen finally gets to one, but the Bills continue to be left at the altar. Green Bay wins. I don't know. It'd be all of these are exciting.
Are you believing in that 27-year-old thing? Huh?
It's on my mind, B. It's on my mind. Not going to lie to you. Here's what is definitely on my mind. Football season is here. And if you decide to get in on the action this year, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds. Stick to a budget. And lastly, keep your cool, man. The result of a bet, the result of a game, the result of a player prop is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Don't be that guy. It's lame. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Cool news today at 5 o'clock. Adam Peters, Commanders General Manager, will join Grant and Danny. Make sure you're listening to that. 5 o'clock, live on the radio, or you can listen to it live on the Odyssey app. Right now, Commanders Offensive Coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media earlier ahead of Week 1 against the Giants.
I'll stick with wide receivers. Debo, obviously you probably had an idea of how you were going to use him when you got started. I'm not trying to ask like scheme questions, but has anything changed in the thinking with your usage of him or things you can do having been through training camp with him now?
The only thing was just his skill as a receiver. You'd seen him in so many different roles and different things. He's really good as a receiver. Like if he just played receiver and we didn't have the other stuff, the screens and different stuff that he's become known for, you would be really impressed. And I guess I hadn't studied him enough to know just how dynamic of a receiver and how skilled and polished he was at that position. So to see that has been awesome. And I think Bobby Engram's done a tremendous job kind of building that relationship, and they have a good thing going.
I mean, you get familiar with a few of the four running backs on the roster from last year, but new look room, first week, as you're going through a game, one running back, let's say, has got it going early. Like, are you a believer in a hot hand, like sticking with a guy that's looked good early, regardless of where they're on the depth chart?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. We have four guys that we feel really comfortable operating in really all phases of the game, and that's a great feeling as a play caller. And so I think all four have shown what we needed them to show this camp to have all the faith in the world that any one of them can go out there and execute at a high level.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. I know you guys come obviously in with a game plan, right? Everybody does. But as the game flow goes and adjustments need to be made, when it comes time to like take a big shot, how much of those decisions are kind of planned, throughout the game, and how much of those are kind of like a vibe you get in the moment? You're like, you know what, let's take this shot right now.
Yeah, a lot of it is, I would say, player based. Like if you're getting the information from them, we got this or got that, that to me is always the trump card if it's going to work or not. Even if you don't think it's a good idea, if they believe in it, they usually make it work. And so I think I get a lot of my information from those guys, the quarterbacks, receivers. Hey, they're playing me like this. I think we can hit this and kind of take it from there. We have a great offensive coaching staff as well that has a lot of information, a lot of guys who've been former play callers, which really helps me at the same time. We're getting lots of information throughout the game that helps me in determining when to take those shots and kind of what is the best shot to take.
Cliff over here. Cliff. Yeah. Obviously, during a course of the game, there's going to be situations where you're probably going to have an Austin Ekeler, a Jaden Daniels, a Deebo Samuel on the field at once. Swiss Army knife type players that can, multi-dimensional type players. What does that do for you as a play caller, knowing their versatility and the way that you can utilize those three athletes?
Yeah, it's huge. The NFL is about finding matchups and mismatches and trying to take advantage of them. So having been in Arizona, I had to watch that for 4 years with Christian and Austin, and it's tough when you don't know what the personnel group is and who's out there and what they're doing and who's a receiver and who's a running back, and so that can definitely be a unique challenge to a defense.
Cliff, I know obviously you worked a lot with Jaden last year and doing those walkthroughs and all that, but what are the conversations like with him in those situations this year compared to last year? How much deeper can he go because of that experience?
Yeah, I think just the comfort level. He's very open now to, I like this, I don't like that. And I think when you're a rookie, it's kind of like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. You call it, I got it. And now I think we're really on the same page as far as like what we want to get accomplished. And if there's something you don't like or there's a concept that's not working or not clicking, or we don't think this guy can do it, then we'll throw it out. So I just think the back and forth has grown a lot with us getting to know each other more and him understanding now it's your show. Like, I'm just along for the ride, so let's set it up the way you want.
You've been around other players throughout your entire career who have had a lot thrown at them because of the fame or whatever. How have you seen him handle all of that?
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, all the conversations are still, he wants to talk about football and how do we get better and how does he get better? And so that hasn't changed at all from that perspective.
What makes Sean Bates so good at blocking?
That's a great question. I think just the passion, determination to do it. You know, he takes pride in that role. He could easily catch a lot more footballs than he does. I think he would in most offenses, but you have one of the great pass-catching tight ends in the league alongside him, and that takes away some of those targets. But just he has a want-to, a will, a desire, and there's nobody more respected in our locker room than John Bates because of that. I mean, we show those clips of him blocking in line every week, and it's one of our offense's favorite thing to watch. It's like how he gets after it up there. And so he's definitely gained a lot of big fans and respect within this organization because of the way he plays.
And then Noah Brown, just his ability to draw PIs, what is he doing that allows him to do that so often?
Yeah, he's one of the better route runners and technicians I've seen. I think he is so good at the top of routes and with his feet coming out of stuff that he gets up on guys and surprises them because he's so smooth in and out of transitions. And, you know, last year I thought he was really coming on, having a tremendous season, and then obviously the injury, but he's been great in camp, and so I'm excited to watch him play this year.
Not every team has a player as dominant as a guy like Dexter Lawrence in the middle, paired with the edge rushers they have there. How good of a test is this week one for new revamped offensive line and, you know, all the changes that have come in this offseason?
Yeah, it's as good as we'll see, I have a feeling. You know, with those guys, they've invested a lot in that group and rightfully so, and they're very good. I think Lawrence is one of the premier players, defensive players in the league. There's no doubt. I mean, he's a game wrecker if you don't have a plan for him each and every snap. And then, you know, the edge guys, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Burns and his style of play and kind of the relentless effort he plays with. And then Thibodeau, you know, a top pick and Abdul now. So the front seven is as challenging as we'll face. And so we're going to have to be prepared and know it's going to be a knockdown, drag out type game, just like they were last year. You know, it came down to the wire in both games last year, and our team understands that.
Cliff, you've been around a lot of guys who've gotten a lot of attention. Patrick, Jaden, obviously Kyler, all those might have been expected. And I'm not comparing the attention that Bill is getting to that, but how surprised are you watching this journey of the seventh-round pick who played one game last year getting a lot of attention going into his first NFL game?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, he's a guy who I have a ton of respect for his journey, there's no doubt. Like, to stay at Arizona and just rep on practice squad every day when you're in college, like, I wouldn't have done that. I would have got a job or done something else. I don't like football as much as he does, apparently. So for him to do that, go to an all-star game, and then just kind of earn the reps, and like, he can't get enough. Like, he wants to know about it, wants to practice. Like, he's always trying to get to the front of the line, and so that's been really cool to see. We'll see how it all goes, but yeah, it's a big hype train for old Bill.
Hey, Coach. So for you, what are you most looking forward to in week one and in this season?
Really just getting this unit together and seeing how we play as a group. You know, I like the additions we made. I've loved how we practice and how we've worked and the connection the guys have, but you just never know until you get out there. And it's a great challenge. I think Shane Bowen does a tremendous job on defense, and with those pieces they added, it should be a heck of a challenge for us to see kind of where we're at.
Anybody else?
Do you actually call him Bill?
I do. Yeah. I thought, true story, I thought Coach Lynn had lost his mind because I didn't know his name was Bill, or he went by Bill, and Ja'Cory can't be any farther from Bill. So I'm like, I was talking to the coaches, being like, hey, did y'all talk to the rookies? And he's like, yeah, I talked to Bill earlier. And I'm like, dude, we have left the reservation. And then we found out that he goes by Bill randomly. So, yep, appreciate y'all.
That's pretty funny. Kingsbury had no idea who Bill was in the meetings until somebody explained that Ja'Cory is Bill. He's not really sure how you get from Ja'Cory to Bill.
I don't get it either. Like, my dad's name was Blanche Mitchell Sr., and his nickname was Virtus. I'm like, how the hell you get that? I mean, if you call him B. Mitch or something like that, I understand, but Virtus? What the hell? So, Well, they say, he said, his name is Jacory Krosky Merritt. And he said, I go by Bill. I was like, is his name William Jacory?
Nah.
They just call him. Where the hell he gets that from?
So the story is there was a cartoon called Little Bill that his family and friends thought he looked like as a kid, and he just kind of Bill stuck. You know what? I asked Bill a question yesterday, B, and I think, I don't know if you saw the video. I posted it online. I asked Bill about his journey from not playing in college to being a seventh-round pick, now to being on a roster, you know, looking at real playing time. And he's like, that seventh-round pick stuff doesn't matter. I'm here. And it sounded to me like something you have said a million times. Like once Bill is on the field Sunday, Bobby Okereke, the Giants linebacker, is not thinking, oh, that's a seventh-round pick. I don't have to hit this hole as hard.
Nah. Bobby Okereke is going to try to run through the hole. The thing of it, once the game starts, nobody care what round you were drafted in. It's whatever my game plan is, what my assignments are, I am trying to be the best at it that day. And if I happen to be the undrafted free agent going against a first-round draft pick, you think I'm going to just give up because he's a first-round draft pick? I'm trying to whip his ass. You know what I'm saying? I am trying to make my coach say, well, I know we kept this guy for a reason. And you think that first-round draft pick is going to say, oh, I don't have to go hard. This dude's a seven-rounder. He wasn't drafted high. No, he going to know he got to go out there and handle business or he going to get done. Because when they choose you, they chose you because they think you can do something. James Harris wasn't drafted, right?
Harrison, yeah.
What did he do on the football field? Destroy people.
When Andrew Thomas has to block Frankie Louvu this weekend, do you think Andrew Thomas is going to be like, well, I'm a first rounder and Louvu's undrafted, so I got this?
No. He's going to say, I saw this guy on film and he's a damn menace. And he's going to be thinking, I better have all of my techniques proper or he'll get me.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, it's just, you step on that field, man, it's a dog.
Cliff Kingsbury is too damn funny, dude. B. Mitchell Finley.
He's straightforward, though, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what I like about him. I mean, like I said to you off air, when he's talking to you, he never, ever sounds like he's BSing you. He sounds like he's answering your questions straightforward. Now, whether he is or not, I don't know. But he sounds like he's being genuine.
I agree with that. You see, we got Bob Papa, voice of the New York Giants, joining us in about 10 minutes. I'm fired up for that. Do you see that the Powerball is up to $1.4 billion?
Seven, right?
No, I thought it was 1.4 now. I guess.
I thought it was 1.7. I don't know.
Landfill, isn't it four?
I think it was four last night, but nobody won, so it's going to be seven now.
Damn. I would take it at 1.4, just to be clear.
Man, I'll take it at one.
I'd take it at 0.4.
Hell yeah.
Landfill, you want to get a pool together and buy some tickets?
I think we should.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm also in.
Who's going to go buy them?
You should buy them, JP, because if you win the lottery in Maryland, you don't have to go public.
What does that mean?
I mean, that means you can claim the ticket without telling people that you won.
And Virginia doesn't have that?
No, like every other state, they publish your name and your address. You got to take publicity photos.
What state can we win in and don't say nothing about it?
Maryland.
Yeah, let's do it through Maryland.
Speaking of Maryland, Maryland Governor Wes Moore will join us tomorrow to make his first NFL picks of the weekend. Wes has been on fire. The Gov could pick games, man. Finished 30 games over 500 last year. All right, I'll buy some tickets. I'll send a text. I'll try to hit 7-Eleven on my way home.
Do you think the governor wants to get in on the pool?
I don't know what kind of restrictions he has, but we can ask. Well, let's ask him tomorrow. When's the next drawing?
Saturday.
All right, well, let's ask him tomorrow.
Saturday.
Hello, sir. What
about going on that pool with us?
Like,
can you pull some strings?
I think all of us, if we won that pool, like, I would still see you guys again. Like, you and I would play more golf, but I'm never coming back to work. With $1.4 billion?
I'm not going to sit up here and lie to people like, yeah, if I win, I'm going to hell with that.
Like, I will never be in the prison cell another day of my life.
Let's just say, if I were to come to work, it wouldn't be good for the people at work. Like that.
But Wes Moore is in a different track. Like,
already purchased his.
There you go. He could end up on Pennsylvania Avenue, so he might just bank the cash and have to keep working. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say something. My buddy, a good buddy of mine, wants to take his son to the game this weekend. Mm-hmm. He does not have season tickets. Now, this is a buddy of mine that has some strings he could pull but didn't want to and just paid for tickets. Mm-hmm. Bought a pair of tickets and a parking pass. How much you think that cost him?
Pair of tickets, where you sitting?
I'm guessing decent seats. I don't think he's uppers. I don't know if it's club or lowers.
So a pair of tickets and a parking pass, about $700-$800.
$600.
Okay.
Before he buys
parking pass, probably
$18 beer.
Yeah.
I think the parking is expensive, dude.
Yeah, but the thing about it, if he knows some people, he could probably get a parking pass within $100. But the tickets will hit you about $250 a piece or more.
Landfill, would you pay $600 to go to the Commanders game this weekend?
They think I'll pay $25.
I wouldn't pay $6, bro.
The parking will get you, man. Dude, this is funny. Somebody just sent this to me. Baltimore Hun just sent me parking, the cheapest parking for this weekend, Lot F Gold, which I don't know where that is, but it's a parking pass, $232.
Hmm.
You know what business is booming?
Parking.
Parking.
Hell, I'm parking a damn right down in there. What's it called? That's booming.
That's, we win the lottery. We put all our money in parking.
Car stolen?
Yeah, you can lose your cold car down there.
Do we have an update on Chris's car?
He know where it's at. He just can't go. He got to go get it.
No, he got a new one.
Did he?
Yeah.
What'd he get?
I don't know.
I hope he got a Hummer.
Did he just buy a new car? Did he get his car got totaled?
His car got totaled.
Okay, they totaled it, then they ain't got a new car. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good deal.
What would you rather see Chris Russell drive? A Hummer or a Cybertruck?
None of them.
Would you imagine Rooster climbing out of a Cybertruck?
I can see him in a Hummer. I'd do a Hummer.
Landfill, what's your ideal vehicle for Chris Russell?
For Russell, it's a Fiat 500. But when I win the lottery, I'm going to get a load rider with hydraulics. That's what I'm going to get in it.
Have it bouncing like the nothing but a G-Thang video?
That's what I'll be doing.
If I won the lottery, I would finally get my Range Rover. That's what I would.
Jimmy, you won the lottery, you get whatever the hell you want to get.
I know, but I'm a simple man, B.
Hey, look, $1.7 billion.
I might get a swimming pool.
See if I can get me a helicopter.
I'll roll around, nice. Bouncing, wearing a like, looking like I'm in a hip hop video in 2003. It'll be awesome.
Nah,
like some chains.
Yeah,
I don't need all that. I tell you like this though,
in a tracksuit with a bucket hat.
I don't need the car. I'm playing every golf course I want to play, though.
If I won the lottery.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.